Coach.me is a US-based startup that pioneered digital coaching. I was lucky to work with them as one of the earliest coaches on the platform when they started in 2014. And what we realized is that we had to solve a lot of problems that no one had faced before because digital coaching wasn't a thing. Usually coaching is one-on-one. It's often done in person. At the very least, you will have Skype or video calls or phone calls where you guide someone through a challenge one-on-one. With digital coaching, what was different or what would be different is that we would coach people through online chat. This way we could coach more people, but at the same time, it was a different medium. Suddenly we were in the writing game and we couldn't talk to clients face to face. We couldn't stand next to them as they had their challenges and try to help solve them. So the biggest challenge we had to solve was how do we get people from A to B to C to D without actually standing next to them and providing the most hardcore version of accountability, which is in-person meetings. And as an answer to that question, over time, we developed something called the Momentum Framework. The Momentum Framework has four parts: assessment, habituation, growth, and graduation. And the way these four parts work is that they form a cycle. You always start with assessment and you always end with graduation, and then you can go into the next assessment. Here's how it works. In the assessment, which were the first few messages that we exchanged with a new client, we would try to figure out what that client wants and what that client needs to get there. We would use specific questions to do that. Once we had that assessment, we instantly turned what the client wants into a daily habit the client can perform. Consistency. Nothing else matters, right? We made it very tiny and very doable so that the client would have a success moment very, very quickly and then be able to build on that consistency because they were successful early on and use that as motivation to be more consistent and so on and so forth. That's the habituation phase, okay? Where we would work on building a tiny but consistent habit. Then we would enter the growth phase. Only when the habit was stable and very consistent would we add new challenges, make it more difficult, ramp up the amount of the habit, let's say 10 minutes of running to 30 minutes of running, something like that. And we would introduce new ways of leveling up the habit, but only once we had that consistency. And then the last phase was graduation, when the client either felt that they were done with that habit or that they had established it to the point where they did it on autopilot, but they didn't want to build it any further. They didn't want to take it to the next level. And then we could work on graduating out of the habituation period where we were just working on growing consistently on one habit and move into the next thing. Now, I can't do that all one-on-one with you, but what I can do is give you the questions that help you figure out that initial habit that you should work on. So what I would like to do is walk with you through those same questions so you can find and break writing down to a tiny habit that you can actually master. So here are the questions that help you get started. Number one, what goal do you want to achieve and why? And in your case, it's probably what goal do you want to achieve with writing and why? The second question is, what would your life be like if you achieved this goal? Draw up a fantasy of what would your life be like, what would you feel like if you actually accomplished that goal, if you pulled off your big, big writing thing. Question number three, describe your perfect day. It's very simple and not necessarily related to the habit, but there's a high chance it's in there, right? Something with writing is going to be in there. And then question number four, describe your typical or not perfect day. So what's stopping you from achieving your goal? And the reason these questions help is that they connect again to your purpose of why you want to write in this case. They draw an inspiration from the future of where you want to go. And by that, they reveal this sort of gap when we look at your perfect day and your not perfect day. And this makes it very easy to find something actionable, a very actionable step that the person can do and work on every day to build momentum, which is why it's called Momentum Framework, towards actually achieving that goal. Now, please do take some time to answer these for yourself. I've put them in a sheet below. Just look at them. You don't have to write it down, but it always helps if you do. Record a video essay, speak them into your phone, tell your friend, whatever, write them down. But it helps to actually spend some time and sit with these questions. And then do that, come up with something, answer them, get some context, get some much needed context for where your writing habit should live in. And once we have that context and treat this like a whole new challenge, then we can talk a lot more about how habituation works and how we can actually make habituation frictionless. And that's what we're going to talk about next.